guests, special people who came over?
Oh, no, we just, wherever they came, we, they sat.
Okay. Did the, and it had bedrooms upstairs?
I think there was two bedrooms upstairs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, did it have a fireplace?
No.
Okay. Have you ever lived in a house that had a fireplace?
Yes, we did. When I lived upon Garnet Mesa.
Okay.
We had a fireplace.
Okay. I wanted to ask you just what some of the parts of a fireplace are, and see what people here might call them. The part where the smoke goes out of the house.
The chimney.
Okay. And the place in front of the fireplace, the bare place.
Well, the hearth or.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the metal things inside the fireplace that you set wood on, do you have a name for that?
I can't remember. There was two bricks, maybe you might say.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called andirons?
Yes, I guess I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about dog irons?
No.
Okay. Okay. But andirons is a word you would have
used? Yes, that would be it.
How would you say that?
Canned iron.
Okay. What would you have called a big piece of, what did you use in the, let me ask you this, what did you burn in the fireplace?
Well, we had coal.
Uh-huh.
We started with wood, mm-hmm. and then we had coal.
Mm-hmm.
We burned coal most all the time, mm-hmm. until later years,
mm-hmm.
before we had, mm-hmm. we had the fireplace and we had coal in that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have did you ever burn a big piece of wood in there that might burn all night?
Yes.
What would you have called that?
Log.
Okay. Okay. Can I get you to pronounce backlog? Is that a word that would be familiar to you?
I didn't get that.
Backlog.
Backlog.
Yes, ma'am. Is that a word that you would have used
for
that?
No, I don't think I'd ever use
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. What about the stuff that gets on, the black stuff that gets on the chimney and you have to clean it out?
Soot.
And
I remember all about that.
Oh yeah. And how about the stuff in the bottom of the fireplace you'd have to shovel out?
Yeah, ashes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Did you have any storage places in that old house?
Storage?
Yes, places
no,
to store
I
things.
Don't, it was just a small house.
Uh huh.
And I can't remember too much about it, but one day they wanted to make a place over there for people to see, and they had built on, and so I went over, but I, as I said to the woman, I don't remember a thing about this house when I was little, because I was about 3 or 4 years old when we moved.
Mm. Did you have any place to put closets? Put clothes away?
Not too much over there.
Okay. How about in this house? Do you? Do you have places?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what would you call that?
Clothes closet.
Okay. And was there? You mentioned it had a second floor. Was there a place above that second floor where you could store things?
Yes, attic.
Okay. Was there a place beneath? Was there a place underneath the house?
Well, not over there, I don't think.
Have you ever lived in a house like that?
We did when we lived up on the hill. That was a basement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we didn't in that first house we had.
Okay. Did you ever call the basement anything else? Is that what you would have called it?
I think we always called it the basement.
Did you ever call it a storm cellar? Or,
no.
Okay.
No, because I think people that had storms. Cellars were people that had storms.
And there are not many around here?
Yeah, and we don't have those.
Okay. What would you have stored down in the basement? Just
just a little of everything.
Okay. I wondered if you stored food
all
down there.
All the things that we couldn't put upstairs, okay. We put down there.
Okay. And what is the plural of house? If I had two of them, what would they be called?
Houses.
Okay.